What's up, guys? We have a really important 76ers preview to get to today. This could be one of the most important games of the season, considering the playoff seeding and tiebreaker scenarios on the line. But first, I want to talk about my bookie, because it's March Madness, and betting is at peak times. So you can win a boatload of money on my bookie in the tournament. If you haven't checked them out, now is the time to get into the action. You can lay down some money and join thousands of people and score big on college hoops, because it's that time of year. My favorite personal part about my bookie is I'm taking a personal experience here, but I use Bovada a lot, and it takes forever to get payouts, and I hate it so much, and I never have that problem on my bookie. They literally pay you out the same day every time. It's really awesome. I would never recommend a service that I didn't personally like. Me and Adam can vet those things through. So yeah, we like my bookie, and we highly suggest you use it. You win, you can get paid quick without any hassles. You're wasting your time going anywhere else. So for the month of March and March Madness, check it out. Use the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. You can get a 50% bonus on your deposit. That's LOCKEDONNBA at mybookie.ag. I would recommend checking it out. But let's talk some 76ers.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, guys? Welcome in to this lovely Tuesday edition, I forgot the day of the week, of the Locked On Pacers podcast. The playoff pushes on after the crazy win against the Celtics, and the Pacers are riding the ship after their disappointing losses to Dallas and Atlanta, and now they have this game against the Sixers that might be their biggest game of the season. As always, I'm Tony East with the West Indianapolis Community News, and I want to preview that game because it is so important. You know, it's weird that this game is so important because me and Adam have talked about who we want to see the Pacers play in the first round of the playoffs, and I think our consensus is Washington, but Philly is probably last on my list, besides obviously like Cleveland, Toronto, Boston, the top three seeds. You know, if the Pacers are going to finish three or four, the team I want them to avoid is Philly because they just have star power, and that freaks me out for them in the playoffs. I get the flip side for them is that they're really young. They don't have the playoff experience. But to me, Embiid just is such a stud. And Simmons has so many skills that, you know, you got to be afraid of those guys in any playoff series. And when they shorten their rotation and those guys get more minutes, they'll be deadly. So I do really worry about this team. And getting a tiebreaker over them would be really nice. But also not playing them in the first round would be really nice. So I really don't know what to think or expect for, in this game. But I know that Joel Embiid's going to be a handful. Joel Embiid is leading the Sixers up to fifth in the league in offensive rebound rate. And Turner's been hitting the glass really well recently, actually. So, you know, I think that that's going to be something to watch in this game because if he can battle with Embiid and get the boards and, you know, even on the bench when Amir Johnson's in, you know, if they can be hitting the glass, that'll get less possessions for the Sixers, which I think is going to be something to keep an eye on just because they have such, you know, deadly shooters with Covington and Redick, and Simmons can do everything, and Embiid's just so good. So that's what the first area that I think is going to be a focus for Nate McMillan is keeping him off the glass, and I think part of that is going to be stretching the court out with Turner, and I know that I said offensive rebounds, but they're ninth in defensive rebounds too, so, you know, the third overall in rebounds, they're really good at hitting the glass. And if Turner can stretch out Embiid and keep the Pacers having more possessions than normal teams do against Philly, you know, that's going to be huge because they have the firepower to score on anybody. They just have to have the possessions to do it. Something else about Philly that they hemorrhage possessions is they have a lot of turnovers. They lead the league, actually, over 17 a game. And because of the young guys, that's going to be something to feast on. And Thad Young's big thing all year has been deflections. That's a stat that exists. If you don't know, you can check it out in the, I believe, miscellaneous or hustle stat section. I forget which one of NBA.com's stat page. But Thaddeus Young leads the team in deflections and is like third in the league or something. So if Philly's really flinging it around and turning it over, he's going to be crucial to keeping the, or excuse me, to acquiring some of those turnovers for Indiana and making sure that they maximize their number of possessions. And I think I keep saying maximize number of possessions. You know, I said it for the rebounding and the turnovers because I really like that strategy against a young team like Philly. You know, their defense is solid. It's all right. I think they're like middle of the pack in the league. Yeah, they're like, oh no, excuse me, they're fifth in defense. But that's part of it. You know, just get more bites of the apple against a really good defense, and you know, the more chances you have, obviously, the more points you'll score, which sounds so obvious. But against a team like this that has Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, who are just such studs on defense, you really have to use that strategy of just going at those guys as much as you can, wear them down, and hopefully by the end of the game, you can make them break and get some points. But another thing about Philly is they give up the least rebounds to the other team, which is part of them being third in rebounds, and they have the third most assists. So really, as I look through their stat sheet, they're really good at a lot of things with ball movement-wise and the little things. You know, rebounding and assists are signs of a good team. You know, that means you're crashing the boards. That means you're looking for the open man and running good sets. And, you know, Brett Brown's offense isn't great, but apparently it works well for this team. So just be on the lookout for the glass battle. You know, I think Turner's going to be huge in this one. Also, while I'm talking about Turner, iPacers.com, one of the better Pacers blogs out there, just released a sweet Miles Turner shirt. And you got to check it out. It says, silence the critics after his awesome game winner against Boston. It's really cool. Would highly recommend. I will be getting one myself. But anyway, yeah, him on the glass. I think he's the X factor to winning this game between his rebounding and just stretching the floor out. So hopefully he can pull Embiid around and make him scoot around the floor, as I already talked about a little bit. For the assists that Philly gets, you know, they're third and they give up the fourth least. You know, that's because they get a lot of steals, but they also turn it over a lot. So, like I said, they just got to be all over the passing lanes and be ready to stop the sets. I think if they do a good job in the film room, they'll have a good chance to do well in this one. Something that happened in old games against Philly that's weird is whoever guards Ben Simmons is going to have their hands full. And that could change from matchup to matchup with these guys. I think it's been different the first two games. And me and Adam always talk like we remember who it was, but it's hard to say because they switch it so much. The only obvious guy to do it is Corey Joseph, but I think that they're going to go back to Collison starting in this game. So I don't know who they're going to put on Simmons, but my guess is it's going to be Vic, actually, because, you know, you could put Collison on Redick because he doesn't go in the post too much, and then Bojan can guard Covington. So I think it's going to be Vic on Simmons in this game, and that's definitely the matchup to watch. You know, Vic's been a great on-ball defender, which should suit him well against Simmons. But it'll wear him down on offense a bit. And Simmons himself is a great defender. So those two guys really going at it will change the flow of the game. To me, it'll be a little bit slower than these two teams like to play. The Sixers are fifth in pace, and you guys know how fast the Pacers play. So that's something to keep an eye on. I think that they'll really go at each other quite a bit. And then Saric and Thad Young is another matchup that I'm going to be watching. They're both kind of floor stretchers, but Thad's a lot better at pretty much everything besides shooting. So if he can make Saric run off the line more than he's accustomed to, I think that he'll negate his offensive impact, and he's the better defender. So that's another one to watch out for. I think a lot of the other stuff is a wash pretty much all over the board, except Embiid's just going to dominate. So you got to win on the margins when you're playing against the guy like Joel Embiid. And another thing with the Sixers we haven't seen at all this year is they have such a deeper bench thanks to the buyout market. They picked up Ilyasova and Bellinelli for free, which is huge. Getting Ilyasova is what got the Pacers Trevor Booker, which is nice. But anyway, those two guys just really add another dimension because now their bench is rolling out starting level players. Like Bellinelli and Ilyasova started for the Hawks, which I know that doesn't say much, but earlier in the year. So they're quality players. They don't stink. Bellinelli's a really knockdown shooter. Ilyasova's a really good post defender and a really good shooter. He stretches the court out. And you combine those guys with, you know, Rishon Holmes or whoever's in with them. TJ McConnell's been quality for this team. You know, they just actually have competent bench lineups now that actually work instead of earlier in the year when they were playing Jared Bayless and stuff. So it's just another layer to this already talented team. But, you know, we can break down all these matchups and say what we want about the game. I really think that it comes down to, like I said already twice, you know, can Turner hit the glass and can the Pacers maximize getting as many possessions as they can? And if they can do that, I think they'll have a good chance of winning against this younger team. But remember that it's 1-1 in the season. This is the most important part of the game. It's 1-1 in the season series against Philly, and this is the final game for the Pacers against them. So the winner clinches the tiebreaker for the playoffs. And right now, the Sixers are just two games behind the Pacers, and we all know how hard the Pacers' schedule is the rest of the way. It's much harder than Philly, so they're gonna have to try to get that tiebreaker. I mean, essentially, it puts them three games ahead because the Sixers would have to pass them, and winning would actually put them four games ahead because of the game they would get from winning. So it's just massive for that push. And then another thing to take into account with that is they would have the tiebreaker over Cleveland and Philly, and the Bucks, and they could still potentially win against the Wizards and the Heat. So they really could have it against every relevant team for them in the Eastern playoff push. So, you know, this is just the start of what could be a huge set of important Eastern Conference games for them. And Philly really is dangerous, so that tiebreaker would be nice. It would stink if they got to the 4-5 tied with Philly, and then the tiebreaker, they end up playing them anyway, but at least they'd have home court advantage. So it's just a really massive game in the standings, a really massive game for Turner's run of good play to see if he can keep up with Embiid. And the Eastern Conference is going to be shaken by the results, so hopefully the Pacers can pull it off. If Collison starts, I'm actually less confident, strangely, because I like the idea of Corey Joseph matching up with Ben Simmons and then Vic, you know, running wild on both ends of the floor a little bit. But I don't think that that's going to end up happening. I think they would like to get Collison back into the starting group. He's been great, and I'm coming around to the idea of him playing with the bench a little more, but I would still rather him start. But we'll just see how this game goes. You know, this game could be one of the ones that actually changes my mind on that. We'll see about that. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of the Locked On Pacers podcast. Adam will have your recap of this game and hopefully some playoff seeding implications tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.